health. Right now, we turn to a story about sugar and your physical health. Members of the sugar industry are trying to persuade Congress and the United States that the United States should pull its support from the World Health Organization because they said we should get, that is, the WHO says we should get 10% of our just 10% of our caloric intake from sugar. To help us figure out the politics of such a strong move suggested by the industry, as well as how much sugar is too much, we turn to Marion Nessel. She's the chair of the Nutrition and Food Studies Department at New York University and author of Food Politics: How the Food Industry Influences Nutrition and Health. She joins us by phone from New York City. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm here.
What exactly did the WHO recommend? And are they talking about any kind of sugar here?
Well, the World Health Organization has just done a report on dietary guidelines. And what's so amazing about this story is that they have written the world's most boring report.
Mm.
There isn't a single thing in it that's really new. Every single one of its recommendations has been made for years by somebody else. And, in fact, the overall recommendations are the kinds of recommendations that federal agencies in the United States have been putting out literally for decades. So what the one that got the attention of the sugar lobby is this recommendation that the diet shouldn't have more than 10% of calories from added sugars, plural,
mm-hmm.
which would include sugar, sucrose, and corn sweeteners. And the sugar lobbies are just desperate these days to make sure that nobody thinks that there's anything wrong with sugar or suggests eating less of it. And they're calling on a report that came out a year ago by the Institute of Medicine, which, for reasons that are completely beyond my comprehension, said that it was okay to eat diets that had 25% of the calories from sugar. So the Sugar Association and the lobbying groups are saying, well, if the Institute of Medicine recommends 25% of the calories from sugar, then how come you're saying 10%, and we think the United States should withdraw all of its funding from the World Health Organization, which is the international organization that's trying to protect us from AIDS and SARS,
mm-hmm.
because of this recommendation? This is the most heavy-handed lobbying I have ever seen for a food issue.
Now, you said the report from the National Academy of Sciences that we could eat up to 25% was beyond your comprehension?
Beyond my comprehension.
Why is that? Why would a reputable organization put out a study like that?
Well, because the committee wasn't thinking is the only thing that I can think. It's a policy report. They were acting as if it weren't a policy report. And it's very interesting to me that Dr. Harvey Fineberg, who is the head of the Institute of Medicine, has now written a letter to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, essentially reneging on that recommendation and saying, oh, no, that's not what we meant.
Mm-hmm.
We meant that if somebody ate that much, it would really be okay. But we know that if people eat diets that have a quarter of their calories from sugar, that the diets won't be as nutritious and will be worried about weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So they're essentially, that report actually isn't finished, and I hope that they'll go back and change the wording on that.
But is the 10% number from the WHO, is that a new number?
It's an ancient number.
What about the USDA food pyramid? What does that recommend?
The pyramid recommends something that's very close to the 10% figure. It says that for somebody who's having, who has a diet that includes 2,200 calories a day, that you can have 12 teaspoons and that of sugars, plural, and that comes out to just about 10% of caloric intake.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they don't call it 10%, if you do the calculations on it, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar's not poison. But it has no nutrients associated with it.
Sure tastes good, though.
It tastes good, and sometimes it keeps very bad company in nutritional terms. But some sugar is good, too much isn't,
mm-hmm.
And especially in a population in which overweight is such a problem.
We've got an email from Nicole, and she says, I don't think most Americans realize that high fructose corn syrup is in almost everything we eat. I have significantly reduced my sugar intake just by eliminating foods that contain HFCS, high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, we have to do some biochemistry.
All right, help us with that.
The sugar lobbies tell us that sugar is sucrose, which is glucose and fructose stuck together. High fructose corn syrup is glucose and fructose separated. You tell me that there's a difference. The body can't tell them apart. And they're in almost equal quantities in high fructose corn syrup. But it's not called sugar. It's called corn syrup. And so people think that they're not eating sugar, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating sugars. The sugar lobby also has threatened to sue me for saying that soft drinks contain sugar and nothing but sugar and water, and they pointed out that soft drinks don't contain sugar, they contain corn sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now very careful to use the word sugars.
Mm-hmm. So Nicole in her email suggests it's hidden, sort of hidden in
food. Oh, it's
food.
Absolutely hidden.
In fact,
a reporter called me and said, I heard you say that corn sweeteners and sugar was the same thing, but corn sweeteners are fructose and dextrose, and sucrose is fructose and glucose, and those are different, but they're not. They're exactly
mm-hmm.
the same.
Mm-hmm.
Dextrose is another name for glucose.
We'd like to get more people in on the discussion. If you have a question about the nutritional values of sugar or how much is too much, give us a call at Talk of the Nation at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK.
Can I put in one other thing?
Sure.
The 10% isn't a little tiny amount. It's 2 ounces of sugar a day
mm-hmm.
for someone who has a 2,200 calorie a day diet.
And 2 ounces, how in tablespoons, what's 2 ounces?
It's 12
Any
teaspoons.
Idea?
That's what 12 teaspoons
12
is.
Teaspoons. So that's quite a bit of sugar.
Is 3 teaspoons.
But are we talking about that in addition to all the sugar that you get in foods?
The sugars that they're talking about.
That is, but it includes that candy that you would eat?
And the part that, as Nicole says, is hidden in foods, in so many processed foods in the form of corn sweeteners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those would be added sugars, plural.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain demographic groups who should pay more attention to this concern about intake of sugar?
I would say anyone who has a weight problem,
mm-hmm.
Because these are calories that don't have nutrients attached to them. It's just straight calories, and it's the last thing in the world most Americans need. Which, again, isn't to say that a little sugar is terrible for you. It's not. It's the quantity of it that is so extraordinary. And there are demographic groups who drink extraordinary amounts of soft drinks, teenage boys, for example, and are taking in vast amounts of sweeteners, caloric sweeteners, that way. And we know from a considerable amount of research that kids who drink a lot of soft drinks and eat a lot of sweetened foods take in more calories, have worse diets, and are fatter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too surprising.
Mm-hmm. What are the specific biological harms, though? I mean, we know that there's some connection between obesity and diabetes. But is there specific biological harm that sugar does?
Well, there's a hypothesis that's gaining increasing amount of evidence to back it up, that eating foods of what are called high glycemic index, which is the rise in blood sugar that occurs after you eat a food compared to the rise in blood sugar that would come if you eat sugar. Obviously, if you eat sugar, it's going to be the highest possible glycemic index. And there's some evidence that eating a lot of foods that raise blood sugar very quickly cause derangements in insulin metabolism and encourage people to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's still being researched. But it makes sense to think that it's not a good idea to eat foods that have a lot of calories and no nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. Marianne Nessel is the chair of the Nutrition and Food Studies Department at New York University and author of Food Politics, How the Food Industry Influences Nutrition and Health. She joined us by phone from New York City. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.